Name under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair the Breach broadcast, Restore a Past to Dwell In. We've been preaching and teaching that there's only one name under heaven that you can be saved by. We've been preaching and teaching that the laws of the Almighty Yahweh have not been done away with, and of course that saving name is YHWHOAH. We've been preaching and teaching that the true weekly Sabbaths are determined by the phases of the moon. That's some of the main things. I want to, I guess, maybe give the people that are keeping the traditional cycle a little break tonight, maybe. You know, I've been showing them how it can't be correct because you got two weekly cycles, so-called uninterrupted cycles from creation. And the reason for that is when somebody migrates east and west from Jerusalem, they'll be in two different cycles, counting 1 through 7 uninterrupted. They'll both be right. But I'd like to make mention that, you know, preachers teach a lot of time. Preachers, you know, now they some honest and serious preachers. I don't like the word sincere because that's like saying sincere. Their conscience being seared with a hot iron. But some of them just don't know. They don't. They're just preaching and teaching what they've been taught, and it's not right. Give you an example, like in the book of Malachi, how many people ever heard, will a man rob God? Yeah, you've robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring your tithes in the storehouse, you know. And they're talking, the preachers are talking to the people, accusing them of robbing God. This is what the scripture is talking about, but it's not. It's talking to the preachers of robbing God. If you, Malachi ain't but 4 chapters. I don't know why people don't read the whole thing. Take just a few minutes. But if you look in Malachi 2:1, it tells you who this is talking about. It's talking about the preachers. He said, this commandment is to you, O priest. Let me turn off and read it. See, you know, and then when it gets to Malachi 4, he's still talking to the priest or the preachers. And he told them that they're robbing him because they're not bringing the tithes in the storehouse, that his house can have food. In other words, he said, you're not only robbing me, but you're robbing the whole nation. Even this whole nation is being robbed because you're not doing it. He said, because I'm not going to open the windows of heaven and pour them out the rain and bless them. Because you'll get their 10%. See, they had a commandment to pay tithes to the brethren. You'll get the 10%. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to let the people be blessed, and you're not going to get their 10% because you're not doing what you're supposed to with these tithes and offerings. You're not bringing them in the storehouse that the widows and the fatherless and the singers, even the singers got a portion of the tithes. And when you read Malachi and see that he's talking to the preachers, he tells them, he said, you're cursed with a curse. You're cursed. But if you will do what I say, you know, bring your tithes in the storehouse like you're supposed to, not your own private bank account, says, I'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive it. In other words, I'll bless the people. I'll send the rain, bless the people, and their tenth that you get, your storehouses won't even hold it. Let's turn over and see what it's saying. Now, what it's saying to me, of course, you know, they say I'm a little bit different on stuff. When I read the scripture, I don't see it like a lot of times, you know, people, you know, Malachi's last right before the New Testament. It's the last thing. I like Malachi 4:4. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, all Israel, with his statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. And he shall return the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. That's the last thing that was said before the New Testament. But that ain't what I was for. I just have to see that. All right, look here. Malachi 2:1. Let me read this. I didn't write this. Now, O you priests, this commandment is for you. 2:1. If you will not hear and will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, talking about the name Yahweh, saith Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. What was their blessings? It was that they got the 10%, the tithes. He said, yea, I have cursed him already because you did not lay it to heart. But anyhow, it goes on down. I'll crook your seed. I'll spread dung on your faces. If you don't know what dung is, I'm in the dung business. The septic tank business. Dung, that's mess. I'll put mess on your faces. And give you solemn peace. But anyhow, it goes on down. Verse 7. He said, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he's the master of Yahweh's host. But ye are departed out of the way. Come to the preacher still. You have caused many to stumble at the law. They tell them the law has been done away with, you know. That's verse 8. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith Yahweh's host. Therefore I have also made you contemptible and base among all people, according as you have not kept my ways. But anyhow, he goes on down, still talking to the preachers. You can read it all the way through there. He tells them how they're partial in the law. You know, people pick and choose what they want. I'll give this dumb out, too. I like taking calls. I like questions and answers, especially if I know the answer. But if I don't know, I just tell you I don't know. Ain't nothing wrong with not knowing. But anyhow, Malachi 3, I said it was Malachi 4, but it's Malachi 3. Anyhow, verse 2 and 17, he says, you have wearied me with your words. Yeah, you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of Yahweh and delighteth in them. You know, they say, well, you know, that's just old covenant. You don't have to obey them old covenant laws. He said, where is the mighty one of judgment? 3:1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And Yahweh whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. You know the story that will go on by there too. He goes on down, and he tells them that if, verse 4, then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant. Okay. Now here's what I want to get to, 3 and 8. First started verse 7, I guess. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances. Still talking to the preachers now. You have not kept them. Return unto me, and I'll return unto you, saith Yahweh of hosts. But you said, where shall we return? Will a man rob Yahweh? Or Elohim. Yet you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. In other words, you've not only robbed me, Sam, but you've robbed this whole nation. And here's how he did it. He said, put it next verse, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour ye out a blessing, that ye shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith Yahweh of hosts, and all the nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith Yahweh of hosts. Goes on and says, your words have been stout against me, but I want to zero in on this right here. Will a man rob God? You've heard that. He says, yeah, you have robbed me. He said, where do we rob you at? He says, tithes and offerings. He said, you curse with a curse. You not only robbed me, is what this is saying, but you've robbed this whole nation. He said, bring you all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Now, we know that the widows, fathers, and the singers and people were supposed to get the tithe. Well, these preachers are putting in their own bank account. And what's happening, they're robbing Yahweh, and they're causing the people. They're robbing them, too, because, like I said, they got the tithes, but now the people can't be blessed, because if I bless them, you're going to get the tithes, and you're going to be blessed. So what I'm going to do, you're not only robbing me, you're causing them to be robbed. So you do what's right, and I'll pour you out a blessing. You know, he'll send the former rain, the lighter rain in the same season. He'll cause their crops to be so plentiful that when they pay their 10% to the priest, they can't even have no place to put it. That's a little different light on that than the spin I believe most preachers put on. It's sort of like you do in Revelation over there, where it's talking about you're lukewarm. You ever heard preachers say you're lukewarm saints? Well, they probably are, but it's because the preacher's lukewarm. Again, they're talking to the preachers. It said to the angel of the church, right? That's in Revelations. The angel there is the messenger, it's the preacher. He said, you're lukewarm. I'll spew you out of my mouth. How would you be hot or cold? It's the preachers. He said, anoint your eyes with eyes saved as you see. Oh, man. You know, let me give his number out. I'll get a call. Maybe I can get some of these preachers stirred up here. Now, there's nothing wrong with a preacher taking money. I purposed in my heart not to take no money for preaching and teaching Yahweh's word. Let's say. Should hinder the gospel, Paul says, because people will use it against you. And because there's so many corrupt preachers out there, they'll think you're one of them. And I know, but you can't always go by that. Some people have to do it. But Yahweh's blessed me so they don't have to do it. I keep lunar Sabbaths, keep his commandments, statutes, and judgments, and I do those things pleasing to him. And he blesses me. But anyhow, you got preachers that have turned the pulpit on the saints, and they accuse it of being the saints, but it's them. They're the ones that's robbing you. I pump septic tanks, and I fix fuel lines and install new tanks when the housing ain't down, because that was blessing me on the other end of my business. But there was this black guy out on the job, and I was telling him, and I said, who do you think this scripture is talking about? We got to talk to him about the scripture and Malachi. And I said, just talk to the preachers. They're the ones who's robbing God and robbing the people. Because I witnessed about the name Yahweh, his name's Yahweh. And he was all excited about that. He called his wife out. He said, who do you think this is talking about? He said, it's the preachers. They're the ones that's robbing them by not bringing the tithes into the storehouse. And they're robbing even the whole nation because no one's going to bless their crops because the preacher producers get 10%. But anyway, I done said that three times. This number, if you want to call, ask a quick question, is 678-300-8676. That number is 678-300-8676. And then I want to read another scripture. I believe people misquote, and it's in Jeremiah 8:8. And we'll examine it. You know, scripture teaches us, you know, we need to examine these scriptures and not just quote them in the light that we've heard it quoted all our lives. Like I used to tell people, the Bible says, earn your living by sweat of your brow. Well, brow ain't even in the Bible. It says, in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread. And my mama used to tell me that, and I guess her mama told her that, and I told this brother I worked with that the Bible said, earn your living by sweat of your brow. He said, brow ain't even in the Bible. So I went home. I was going to show him it was. Next day, I was going to go show him. I found out it wasn't in there. I went back and I told him, I said, Brother Paul, you're right, it ain't even in there. Well, I told you it wasn't, son. But anyhow, a lot of times we get to quoting and be like the good Baptist, say, well, it's in there somewhere. You know, like I say, the Bible said, don't spill your seed on the ground. Better put your seed in the belly of the whore, spill it on the ground, or vice versa, or whatever. It's some, I know where they're getting that from, but they don't say it like that. But anyhow, this number for any questions, comments, whatever, 678-300-8676. That's 678-300-8676. We're talking about these money grubbing preachers. In Isaiah, Jeremiah 1, I get them mixed up sometimes. He said, my shepherds are greedy dogs. Call them greedy dogs. He said, the spoil of the poor is in their houses. They've sheared the sheep and trodden down the vine. He said, they never get enough. Every man to his own quarter. He's wanting his, like old Hotskin and Finn has. They went and I wanted to lay at the door and get all the women and get the fat of the sacrifice off and take them three-pronged flesh hooks and dip it in there and get the best part out of there, get the fat out of there, and he you know, and the man of Yahweh didn't make his children mind, and Yahweh smote him. Finally smote him. He fell over backwards and broke his neck. We need to teach our children right. We need to correct our children. And anyhow, the scripture teaches to train a child up in the way it should go when it's old and not depart. Number here, 678-300-86. I've got my number, 678-300. Oh, man. My wife said I need to quit telling that joke. I got a good memory. It's just short. 678-300-8676. Got any questions, comments? Talk about these greedy dogs, he called them, that take the tithes instead of bringing it into his house, that his house could have meat. Feed the poor and the widows and fathers. They put it in their own bank account. You know, I used to go to assembly that the preacher, maybe about 300 people, and the way they preach tithes, you know, I'm pretty sure most all of them paid tithes, but it went to one man. Let's take this call, and I'll try to remember my thing. Go ahead, you all.
Yeah, in Exodus 23.
Uh-huh.
Verse 8.
Okay.
It also says that the tithe, this was for you
are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Is it coming in pretty good up there? Are you feeling it? Okay, I sure appreciate you calling. Thank you. You know, appreciate that caller. You know, that's so true. A gift, you know, the king was supposed to make him a book of the law. He was supposed to write it himself, a book of the law. I'd like to do that. I hadn't done it yet. Write the whole book of the law there and read in it every day. And like he said, they're not supposed to take no gifts because it perverts their judgment. The bribes is what it is. That's what his Congress does. That's why I say I all the time comparing the scripture and everything and the preachers and stuff and the way things are going in the church world with the political world and Congress. They take these gifts and these bribes, call them lobbyists and earmarks and pork and stuff. They got names for it. Ain't it something how they name one of them pork? Just like our President Obama, he says, well, I ain't going to do this. I'm not going to sign no health care if it adds one dime to the deficit. Well, he said he wasn't going to sign no thing that had any earmarks or any, what do you call it, pork in it. And he used a whole bunch of pens and signed the thing that had I forget, 1,000 or something earmarks and pork, and it was full of it. He said he wasn't going to do it. Did he lie? I'd say that's a lie. How we know he ain't lying about this health care stuff? All of them, not just Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Barney Frank, homosexual up there, and all these people, they're just so corrupt. They believe in abortion and especially the Democrats. It's terrible. Anyhow, this number again, 678-300. I didn't want to get off that plug. We're talking about these money-grubbing preachers right now. Judgment's going to begin at the house of Yahweh, and that's where we're starting at here tonight. We're indicting them. He said, this commandment's to you, O priest. You need to quit robbing Yahweh preachers. You need to do what's right. You don't need to be driving no big, fat, fancy car, and somebody in your congregation, you taking their light bill money and stuff, and you eating high on your hog, and if you eat hog and stuff, you need to do what's right, and y'all will bless you. I'm telling you how to get blessed. I ain't telling you to hurt you, condemn you. I'm telling you how you can be blessed if you do what's right with them tithes. It's number 678-300-8676. 678-300-8676. Give us a call. We're live here tonight. Got about 5 more minutes. Let's go ahead and take another call. Go ahead, y'all.
I always was led to believe that the tithe was 10% of all one charge in a given period of time. However, a closer reading of the scripture indicates that it's specifically it indicates 10% of what you're growing or 10% of your livestock. Now, these days, most people aren't engaged in farming. But nevertheless, I have, in fact, worked on farms previously, and I know farmers do not grow or raise livestock, in the most part, all year long, especially during the colder season. They're involved in other things. So 10% of what you grow and 10% of your livestock, but that would come up less than 10% of everything you make as a farmer may earn in a given year. What do you think of that?
I know what you're saying. As a matter of fact, Brother Matthew, my pastor, he don't take any tithes. We don't take up the offerings or anything. You know, what he does is he believes it was on the produce and this, that, and other. I feel a little bit different about it. I pay tithes somewhere. Because I want to be blessed. Not only do I want to be blessed, I believe that even though we don't grow food and farm like we used to, just like Abraham, when he went and he conquered all of them kings, you know, that he gave a tenth of everything, and it was silver and gold. It was money, you know what I'm saying? And he gave it to Melchizedek. And I believe that, and I probably really shouldn't even say too much one way or another, because it's been a long time since I looked into the tithes. I think it was a yearly, they paid them yearly, you know, yearly tithes. And I believe this. I believe in I got some sheep, and I hadn't done it yet, but I do give them away, you know, sometimes. But you're supposed to, the tenth one that goes under the rod, like you put a rod up when they come in there, and he said, you don't look, it belongs to Yahweh. The tenth one under the rod, you pick it out of there, and don't look to see if it's going to be a good or bad one, you know. People will be hoping their prize sheep don't go under there, I guess, but it belongs to Yahweh. And there was a man out in Utah, I think it was, brother was telling me about it, that he had problems with coyotes or something, dogs, whatever, was killing his goats. And he started tithing them, you know, the tenth one under the rod. And I always give the firstborn male away, you know, too. But anyhow, it says do that. But anyhow, he said he done it, and he never had no more problems with any animal, you know, getting gone or killed or anything. But now, yeah, I agree that they was tithing their produce and everything, but like you said, most of us ain't farmers now, but I don't believe that exempts us, you know, because Paul was a tent maker, and, you know, I just feel like that's the way they done it, but I need to study that some more. I was mostly getting into these money-grubbing preachers, you know. But I appreciate you. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Well, I appreciate you calling. Is coming in good up there?
Excellent.
All right, let me go ahead and announce the plate from you now. And I appreciate you. Thanks for listening in.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I forgot to announce, we'll be having Tabernacles. Day of Atonement will be coming up the 10th day of this moon. I don't know what day that is on the calendar. But anyhow, we're going to be hosting the Tabernacles here in Conyers, Georgia. Anybody don't have a place to keep it, wants to come in Rockdale County, Conyers, Georgia. And let's see, what else I need to do in the past? I need to tell you about my website. Go over to our website, lunarsabbath.info. That's lunarsabbath.info, I-N-F-O. I appreciate all you people that's listening, and probably maybe I should study up this subject on the yearly tithes. See, they had another tithe that they would save up for their feast. You know, they would save up tithe for their feast, and then when they go to the feast, like at Tabernacles, they'd have plenty of money saved up all year, and it was for them to eat whatever their soul lusted. Now I'm talking about clean stuff. And but anyhow, my time's just about come and gone. But you can call me as soon as this broadcast is over, and you call me on the same number, 678-300-8676. We love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate all our listeners. And hopefully this will provoke stuff. I was going to read Jeremiah 8:8. Let's see if I got time. No, I ain't got but 1 minute. But anyhow, he talked about the lion pen of the scribes, is what they say. But that's talking to the wicked. It was the wicked saying that the scribes lied. I'll get into that if I don't forget next Tuesday night, 10:30 on Friday night, Tuesday night, 9:30. Till next week, may Yahweh bless you. Shalom.